Science costs money, a lot of it. Money for equipment, for chemicals, for computers. A lab in the U.S. can easily spend millions of dollars each year on supplies alone. These costs are often prohibitive for scientists in the developing world, and that's where a clever idea has made all the difference. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro has that story.
It's a Saturday afternoon in Boston, and it's pouring outside. But inside the Harvard Medical School, a corridor is surging with activity. Two small rooms are stacked to the ceiling with boxes of science equipment, and a handful of graduate students are emptying them into the hallway to take an inventory.
Microcentrifuge tubes, radiation counters.
Some micropipetters, which will be super useful.
17 2-liter Erlenmeyer flasks, I think for cell culture.
This looks like a salad spinner.
This is all stuff the Harvard labs no longer need. In many academic and industrial labs around the country, it gets tossed or used for scrap. But here, it has a different fate. Amanda Notke, who's just defended her PhD, puts down a handful of pipettes and explains.
We help consolidate surplus into shipments to go to labs in developing countries. Our upcoming shipment is going to be going to University of Nairobi in Kenya.
Labs all over the developing world can really use this stuff. Science overseas often stalls due to a lack of basic equipment, and many times teaching labs just don't have enough materials to go around. That's where a nonprofit called Seeding Labs comes in. They shuttle surplus lab supplies from the U.S. to the people who need them in the developing world with the help of student groups like this one. Seeding Labs was founded by Nina Dudnick, who has a PhD from Harvard in molecular biology. I met her on the 14th floor of a building on Boston's waterfront, a temporary space for innovative startups. Dudnick's in her early 30s. She's got short brown hair, and she smiles a lot.
There are talented people everywhere in the world, but they don't have equal access to the resources to do great science.
Dudnick ran into this problem firsthand after she graduated from college. She went to a lab in the Ivory Coast in Africa, where she worked on breeding better varieties of rice. The lab was short on supplies, and her lab mate had to spend a lot of time working around the problem.
A large part of her job was washing and drying disposable plastic test tubes. The goal was to reuse them for 3 months at a time. This is such a commonplace item here that if you drop one on the floor, you throw it away. We would never, ever have thrown them away in the Ivory Coast.
Dudnick spent a year living and working in Africa, and every day she experienced the passion and generosity of those around her.
I loved it there. I had phenomenal friends and neighbors. I was adopted by a village.
So when it was time for her to leave to start her PhD, she knew she couldn't just walk away. She had to do something.
I was coming back to the United States, but at such a remove from the problems on the ground. It gave me something incredibly painful and powerful to think about.
Back at Harvard, she soon found a group of students who felt very much the same. And then one of them spotted science equipment piling up outside the department's repair shop. Labs were simply not coming back to reclaim their old stuff.
He really put two and two together and knew that this equipment could have another home someplace else.
This idea became the heart of Seeding Labs, which Dudnick created in 2008 after she finished her PhD. Today, she's CEO of the group, and she works with two others.
Which is 200-fold increase over a year and a half ago. So for a long time, it was just me.
A world map is tacked up to one of the cubicle walls. It's freckled with pushpins.
These are all of the countries that we've sent lab equipment to. So 16 countries so far, about 23 different institutions.
Seeding Labs ships a 20-foot container full of equipment to the developing world, mostly in Africa, four times a year. In fact, they've got one headed to Kenya this month. They're equipping entire departments of research labs, and they're benefiting thousands of students overseas by stocking teaching labs, too. Someone who's seen how students can benefit is Iboko Duro, a science professor at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Ghana.
In university, we are training the heart, the mind, and the hand. And so these three key areas must be touched. We can train their minds, we are training their heart, but we must also train their hands. And I think the equipment can do that.
Oduro spent the summer in Boston as part of a new program set up by Seeding Labs. More than just sending equipment out to the developing world, Dudnick started bringing scientists over to the U.S. Ibocodoro and eight other Seeding Labs fellows spent their summer at state-of-the-art facilities across Boston, like here at the Novartis Pharmaceutical Labs in Cambridge. Nina Dudnick believes even though the equipment's absolutely essential, sharing ideas is what science is really about.
How you ask the question is so much more important than how fancy the tool is that you have to answer it.
Ellis Owusu-Dabo runs a tuberculosis lab in Ghana at the Kumasi Center for Collaborative Research. When you go back to Ghana next week, what's on your agenda?
Oh, Ari, you have no idea. It is to continue, and not wane until we see what we want to see, which is good science with good outcomes that we can all be proud of.
Which is exactly what Seeding Labs is aiming for. Whether it's helping science tackle problems like disease and hunger, or helping researchers in the developing world become part of the global scientific community. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.